welcome to Neighborhood Church. To learn more about who we are as a community or to financially support Neighborhood, go to neighborhoodchurchmn.org. Enjoy the message.
All right, good morning, everyone. Sorry to interrupt our... That's actually probably the most I've heard anybody talking here in months. Normally, it's just quiet. Everybody sits and does nothing and just stares at the wall. So it's nice. It's like winter's over and spring's here. So, all right. Today might not be super happy, but I promise I'll end with it being happy. So I like to talk about grief a lot. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Yay, grief. And I wrote this message because I was preparing for the Timberwolves to lose yesterday, and I was like in a place of grief, and now they won, so my message is kind of worthless. No, I talk about grief a lot because I have stepped into grief a lot in my life. Under my perception, I've had a lot of grief. Some others would say maybe not, but that's going to be the point of what we talk about today. So I'm going to do a recap. I've talked about this, I think, two other times. I'm going to do a recap of kind of what we've talked about with grief in the past and what we all kind of perceive as grief when we first hear it. And then I'm going to give a new perspective on it that I don't think I've shared before, something that I've been doing a lot of thinking of lately. So is a recap, and I'll start by talking about, I think, the grief in my life. It's not super easy to talk about, but I think I've done it enough. So when we typically think of grief, we think of hardships, bad things that happen to us, big losses in our life, the grief of losing a pet or a loved one or a relationship. We think, I think of the grief like that our church went through, like if you've been here for a while, the grief of watching somebody be really sick for a long time, you know, those deep things that soak into us deeply. For me, it's been, my journey with grief really started with the death of my mom when I was late 20s. A lot of people have lost loved ones. For me, it was pretty hard. We were a close family, and it came on kind of sudden. We didn't have a ton of time to prepare, but also that was just a big loss in our family. It was kind of the staple of our family. I recently lost one of my best friends. Suddenly, I have been through some pretty tough relationships. Well, kind of one really tough relationship that I was really looking forward to a future with, and that ended very poorly. I've had grief in just my everyday life with just being a person of color and that being used against me a lot. My mental health, my physical health have been used against me or I've gone through deep grief with that. And I won't get into all of that because I want to talk about more positive stuff today. So that is my experience with grief. Now, one thing I want to talk about before we move on is that is my experience. So first thing that I want to point out today is our grief and our experience with grief is our own. And we need to understand that, and we need to sit with that before we can go to this next step that I want to talk about. And what do I mean by that? All those things that I talked about sure are tough. But some of you might be sitting here and being like, oh yeah, Mike, that is, but man, if you only knew what I've been through, or here's what I'm dealing with. And granted, that is true. A lot of people have dealt with, and probably a lot of people in this room have dealt with worse things, harder things than I have. And maybe some of you have dealt with less than that. But the point here is, again, our grief is our own. And for me, those things that have happened are difficult for me and have changed my perception of the way I view the world and have caused me significant strife and have caused me significant impact. So it is really common. Let's use the example. Let's use my mom, for example. And I'm going to probably use that example just to pick one to kind of show us throughout the message today. So with my mom, if I lose my mom and it's the weeks after and I'm saying, man, this is really hard. Something that's so natural for us to do and is very common is to say, but yeah, other people have had it way worse, right? Starting to compare our grief to others. And that can be good, but it can also be really bad. So why can it be good? So, okay, with my mom, it can give me a little bit of like a reality check on the situation. Okay, this is really hard, but it gives me some hope. It gives me some understanding that there are other bad things in the world. So everything, it's not just me. Like, this isn't a personal attack on me. All bad things don't just happen to me, and I want to crawl into a shell. But if I say, well, hey, others are dealing with this too, it's not so bad, that sometimes helps me kind of get out of that, to understand and to identify with other people and say, man, other people are going through really rough stuff too. However, on the flip side, if I'm constantly doing that, well, hey, no, it's fine. This is kind of another Northern Minnesota thing. No, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Everybody else everywhere has it so much worse than I do. I'm from Carlton, so life's really not that bad, you know? You know, everybody else has it so much worse. Well, what can happen if we do that is now we're starting to pawn off our grief on something else. And we're starting to say, well, I'm not dealing with my grief. I don't want to face it because other people are facing it way worse. And I shouldn't feel this way. I shouldn't feel down. I shouldn't feel as sad because there's other people that are feeling more sad. And I'll get into this more later, but we're going to pause there with that can be problematic because we're not walking into our grief and we're not processing it. Like I said, our grief is our own. So no matter what degree of grief you have, it's kind of on a spectrum to where it's, I like to use the term like it's a deviation from our normal. So if your normal is like super privileged, like my life was growing up, where I wasn't like scraping for food, where I had most things that I needed, where people weren't getting sick, any little deviation from my normal is in my brain doesn't really know the difference, is going to say, hey, I'm in chaos mode. Like something bad is happening. That's a big deviation from my normal. So me losing a parent, me losing somebody in my life was a huge deviation from what is normal for me. I've never lost anybody before. So my brain's trying to make sense of this, throwing me into trauma, throwing me kind of into chaos. And all of a sudden I'm reacting and I'm not really knowing what to do. I'm experiencing some severe grief. I have friends that have lost like 3 or 4 people all within like the same year. And so for them, losing one other person maybe would not be as difficult as it is for me. So we'll come back to that. I forgot to do this. Okay, perfect. So we'll come back to that and how we deal with our grief. But we want to start there, is our grief is our own and it is okay to compare to other people. But also we don't want to take that too far. So there is also different levels of grief that we grow through. So I've talked to you about the different things that I've experienced that have been heavy, that have been deep. These are big losses. So for you guys, it might be something a little bit different. Maybe it was the loss of a loved one that you've experienced, the loss of a relationship, the loss of something big in your life, like a job. Maybe it was you moving, you having to move somewhere else, and you've lost like your community. Maybe it's losing family or friends or people within the community over political things. I know within this church we've lost. If you've been here for a while, there's been a lot of us that have lost, or even if you weren't part of this church, we've lost something to come here. There is also, and this one is a little bit more pertinent to what I want to get into, is also the loss of a big mistake that you make in your life. Like, hey, I lost something because I made a big mistake. This is something that I regret. So this is going to propel me now into the other side of grief and loss that I want to talk about. So again, like I said, I recently lost a friend, and this was really difficult. He's a young guy. I graduated with him and spent for like 3 years every day with him, brought him home from school. We hung out every day, probably stayed at his house like 3-4 times a week. We weren't super emotionally close. He wouldn't really open up like that, but we were close regardless. We did everything together. And so I very suddenly lost him, or we did. In January, he just died of a sudden heart failure of a condition that he had that nobody really knew he had. And this kind of sent me into a place of doing a lot of thinking about grief. I've lost somebody before, but this one hit really hard. I was supposed to be out there with him. He was living in Hawaii at the time. I canceled the trip, and then like 3 weeks later, he passed away. So it's just like it got me to really start thinking about grief deeply again and trying to make sense of it. And where it landed, where I've landed, is this new thing that I want to share with you folks, is that grief, when we define grief, I don't know what your definition is, but I immediately went to, like I talked about in the beginning, is like losing something big, like somebody dies or I miss out on something big. But then I started playing it back. I'm like, okay, so grief is loss, or grief comes from loss. But more simply put, I started realizing, you know what? That's not the only type of grief I experience in my life. Grief is just losing, whether I lose something or I lose at something. And that's what I want to talk a little bit more about today, is that grief can also just be losing, when we lose at anything. And so before, when I, let's put it into context again, I'll use my mom as an example. When I lost my mom, of course, I'm losing something. I'm losing a loved one, but I'm also losing. And how am I losing? I'm losing because I'm not getting my way. I lost. My way would be that my mom is alive, that I still get to have birthdays and celebrations with her. That is my way. So now all of a sudden, I'm not getting my way because she's no longer here. And we can translate that into little things in our life too, where maybe it's other things where we're not getting our way in an argument, or we lose in an argument, or somebody calls us out, or we're wrong in a certain way, or we've been wronged. So this idea of grief now can be on a smaller scale, to where we are now looking at it as not only just loss, but losing. So I propose that we, instead of looking at grief as this negative thing, that we start to view grief as an exciting thing. Well, wait a minute. So now what I'm saying is, let's look at loss and losing as exciting. And I've said this before and people give me a weird look, but I'll explain why it's exciting. Because I really don't think, and I was looking out the window this morning and thinking of spring, like we don't really grow unless we've lost, like unless something dies, right? Unless there's some big change. And I know for me, in my life, I've experienced the most growth since I started having grief in my life. But it was only after having grief and me stepping into my grief that I started realizing growth. So at first, when I was experiencing grief, I wasn't growing because I was just doing all those things that I said before. Oh, somebody else has it way worse than I do, or I'm just going to sit and be sad about this all the time. I was stuck in one of those two places, and I wasn't doing any growth. But once I had learned from a lot of people, probably mostly from Chris Sauter, on how to be a real good person. No, kidding. Once I started learning how to step into this, how to step into grief and be excited about it, that's where true growth has come. And I learned this lesson from watching those around me that had more grief walk through this really, really well. And I say, man, that person is way different. That person has grown so much. And so, where was I going with that? Because this is, and the reason that was so hard to do, and that we don't think about this losing side of grief, is because our culture is bred on winning. And winning is what we want to do. We want to be the best, and we don't want to be vulnerable. We don't want to look like we're losing. We want to look like we're always winning. So with loss, with grief, now being losing, that's the first thing, is kind of acknowledging that grief does happen, that it is something that happens in our life, and grief can be just losing rather than just loss. And so now we can use that, if we can acknowledge that, we can take this as an opportunity to step into it, to combat grief. And so a good friend of mine, my boss and biggest mentor in the whole world, always talks about making lemonade out of lemons. I was going to say lemons out of lemonade. But he always talks about that. And hey, how can we take a bad thing and how can we turn it around? So I'm going to walk us through a little bit on how we can do that and give you a little bit more of diving into this grief thing. So what have I learned by tackling grief head on? Okay, so let's rewind. Grief is when something bad happens. It's when we lost. Maybe we've been called out. Maybe it's something that we don't like. But how do we now step into this? So the one thing that I've seen pretty consistent that is always helpful is pausing and just breathing. That's number one, is just breathing through this. So whether you've lost somebody, you've lost a job, you're having to move, maybe you're in an argument with a loved one and you want to respond right then and there because you feel like I'm losing something, I'm not getting my way, or whether it be that you're just frustrated that you're not getting the job that you want, or man, I'm just having a really bad day. But that the first thing is just stopping and breathing. And if we stop and we breathe and we start to think about the situation and just calm ourselves down, what we're doing is we are taking emotion out of the picture. Because with grief, when something happens to us, when we're hurting, when we're feeling sad, when things are bothering us, our first tendency is to react, to preserve ourselves, to say, hey, that person is wrong. And that comes out of a place of emotion, which is usually out of fear or anger or frustration. But if we can slow ourselves down, take that emotion out, we can think a little bit more logically. And we can ask questions like, hey, where was I wrong? Or actually, I wrote it like this. Is when we slow down, we can ask these things. Did I make a mistake? Is this as a result of something that I did rather than me putting it on somebody else? Or was I wronged? Was this situation out of my control? And is there a learning opportunity here? So we'll use the example. I'll use two examples. We'll go again with my mom since we're on that one. Mom passes away, and instead of going out of emotion, I'm breathing, I'm taking it in, and I'm communicating to those around me, hey, I just need some time to process this, right? I'm not going to make big decisions. I'm not going to, like, hey, I don't want to fight with you. I just give me some time to process this. Let me think this through. And then I can start to address those bigger questions, like, was this my fault? All these things that kind of do sometimes go through our mind. What could I have done better? Why did God take this person from me? But I can slow my emotions down and start to address these things and start to come to peace with these. In the example that's a little less, let's say I'm fighting with a friend or a partner, slowing ourselves down rather than acting out of emotion. I don't want to feel this grief. I don't want to feel this frustration, but where can I slow down and think this through a little bit? Maybe where do I have a chance to reflect on myself? So as we slow down and take our emotions out of it, we really can start to love ourselves and others more. And our next step is really starting to make peace. And I'll say it like this. So it sounds all hunky-dory. Yeah, Mike, that sounds so easy that, grief happens and something happens, I'm wronged or I'm losing and I'm just supposed to walk through it and be all happy and say, oh, this is exciting. I get to learn something new. I disagree with that, if that's the way that we're thinking. When I say make peace, it's like this. We take our time, we slow down, we allow this grief to process. Where is this grief coming from? But then we also have the chance to be fair to ourselves and to others. So in the instance where grief, for the most part, it really does hurt. Like we go through some really hard things as human beings. You're probably all going through something right now. But if we can slow ourselves down, we can allow ourselves to feel that pain. And this is key, is because the theme here that I'm going to kind of get to is being kind to ourselves. And if we can allow ourselves to, first of all, feel that grief, because we want to, it's pain. It hurts. We're feeling it no matter what. We can't push it away. So if we can allow ourselves to step in, slow down, you can try different things. What works for you might not work for me, or what works for me might not work for you. But I personally like to tell others around me, with my friend passing recently, hey, like, this sucks. Calling up my friends, calling up my family, calling up my people that I work with and saying, hey, just so you guys know, I experienced a really hard loss this week. I'm going to take a couple of days, listen to some of the music that we used to listen to, and just cry and just feel. Because my body wants to naturally do that with grief. We want to get that stuff out. And that is kind of contrary, because we're, again, it's not always, but we're more so of a culture that is like, no, you're strong. Be strong through it. But I will tell you that to feel and to mourn is to be strong. because you're feeling those feelings that you're trying to suppress. So giving yourself that space and that freedom to mourn and grieve, however that looks for you. Like I said, for me, it's sometimes just sleeping. Like, hey, I'm just going to sleep today. I just feel terrible. Or communicating with people, hey, I'm going to be irritable today. Allowing that time for myself to grieve, being kind to myself, letting myself do that. But then on the flip side, and again, we're talking about making peace with our grief right now. But then on the flip side, setting a limit for that. Like once you have been able to grieve that and feel that, now you're saying, okay, now I'm going to step into that positivity of now I'm going to do something about it. Now I'm going to make sense of this and I'm going to move on and live for this person or live for myself, however I want to do that. And so there is an appropriate time for all of this. I would say on this note too, this is just a side note that I wrote down, is as you're walking through this and as you're moving through grief and frustration and loss, is it is really appropriate to kind of take mental notes of the different signs that you're feeling in your life when this happens, because it will come up again. So if you've experienced a big trauma or grief, or you've been going through something, and sure, Mike, that sounds great. It sounds so easy. All I have to do is mourn and then move on. That grief is still going to stick with you, but it doesn't need to control you. And that's kind of what I'm going to get at here, is you can look for the signs and know, hey, on certain anniversaries or at certain times of the year or certain triggers that I have are going to bring this stuff up again. But then I'm going to go into that same cycle of allowing that grief to sit, feel it, and then respond appropriately. So now that we've kind of gone through this cycle of grief, and we're feeling this, we're going to start to shift and go a little bit more positively with this. And this is really what I was talking about before with being kind to yourself and giving yourself grace, is that in any of this is, here's where I've struggled the most. I don't know if this is where you struggle, is being kind to ourselves and giving ourselves grace during grief and during loss and during losing. It is really easy to either pawn this off on somebody else or it's somebody else's fault, but it's just as easy to say, I'm terrible, I'm bad, this happened because of me, I didn't do enough, I'm wrong, other people are right. So with either one of those things, we're not being kind to ourselves and we're not giving grace to ourselves. But the thing is we're human beings. And as human beings, grief, loss, making mistakes is part of what we do. It's extremely normal. It's something we all walk through, but it's also something we all pretend that we don't walk through or don't want to or don't go through it in the appropriate way. And what I suggest is that we actually incorporate that into our normal life and say, no, grief is a normal part of my life. Therefore, I can give myself grace and I can look forward to it because it's an opportunity to learn. And if we do that, if we take grief and loss or losing like I was talking about today, and we say, no, this is good, and that's a part of my life, and I'll walk through that rather than avoid that, two things happen. First of all, it's not lingering on for years and years and years because you're not addressing it, and it's just this undertone of like sickness that you is just there eating away at you and is affecting all these different ways in your life. But then once you incorporate that in, now that you're saying, okay, the bad is part of life, I promise you, you start to see that the good things in life, you start to appreciate even more because you realize that both of these things exist simultaneously. And so you can embrace both in their fullness. If you start to open up and say, hey, losing or having loss is a part of life, and here is the mode that I'm going to walk through that, then you can look at the good things that happen and say, my gosh, this is awesome. These times where I'm not dealing with grace, these are my times to fly. These are my times to really like spread joy and love and live in these new lessons that I've learned. And then, oh, something happened again. I'm going to walk through this. It's going to be a little bit difficult, but that's just it. I'm going to walk through that. And when we walk through something, we walk out of it back into the goodness. And it's just this repeating cycle of grief and loss. And what's great is when you appropriately walk through grief and loss, you build so much. So in the examples of losing friends, or maybe it's like a really bad relationship. I think a lot of us have had that, whether it be a friendship or a family member relationship or a romantic relationship, where, man, this relationship was like toxic and bringing me down, hurting me, and it's just been the source of my pain and agony for so long. But if it, instead of staying in that trap, if we kind of do some of the stuff that we talked about today, is giving ourselves grace, loving on ourselves, and walking through that, man, you learn so many good lessons about not just how to treat yourself and love yourself by slowing down, being patient, understanding that this is just a part of life. How do I walk through this? But you start to open up and you're kind and loving towards others too, because you start to allow those other peoples that have wronged you to say, hey, you're a human being too. You're walking through your own grief and I'm not going to stay stuck in this. I'm going to walk through. Well, all of a sudden, when you walk through that grief and the appropriateness, man, the flowers on the other side are so much brighter, so much more vibrant, because you're not going through those happy times in your life weighed down by these things that you've unresolved with your grief and your loss. You've walked through them, you've resolved them, and now you have these new skills and this new positive thinking on life, that these good times are even more sweet. And guys, I get that this is way harder than it sounds, right? This is I'm making it sound pretty simple. I've been doing this, I've been making a point at doing this for probably like 8-9 years now, and I'm still not great at it. I still get stuck in this trap, but it's getting better every single time I walk through grief, and I'm getting this newer outlook on life. And this isn't just me. I've learned this from other people. I didn't make this up. And I've watched others walk through this, and some of the people that I look up to the most in life have done this so well. People that are like, man, you always seem to have a grip on life. So I will, Chris, I'll end here. is with that, I want to end with the words, be kind. And why is that? Well, firstly, because I was watching Everything Everywhere All at Once the other day. It's like the third time I watched that movie. And the movie is all about how life is so chaotic and all like, and basically the answer within all this chaos and frustration is just to be kind to each other, to be kind to yourself and to be kind to each other. And that just hit me so hard. I want to get a tattoo of it now. And because that really is the answer. When we're walking through grief, when we're walking through loss, if we can learn to calm ourselves, be kind to ourselves, be kind to each other, and be kind to the world, we can start to understand, hey, I'm a human being. I make mistakes. It's okay. I'm going to be kind to myself. I'm going to love myself. I'm going to walk through this hardship. And also, if I've been wronged, I can be kind to those others that have wronged me. Being kind, hey, you're a human being too. I can stand up for myself and I can say you've hurt me, but I don't need to get malicious about it. And then we can be kind to ourselves and saying, but I'm also worth it, that I should walk through this, that I don't need to deal with this, that I can walk into something new, that I can be kind to myself and love myself and others as I move forward. So that is my thoughts on grief. As of right now, I'm sure I'll continue to grow. And then the next time in a year or so, when I want to share on grief again, maybe I'll share some new stuff that I've walked through. But again, that is really my goal today, for all of us to just really love ourselves, be kind to ourselves, and to see grief as not just, I said this before and I'm going to say it again, that grief is a necessity in our lives for us to move forward and grow. And we need to see it as a necessity rather than something to be avoided. And so I hope that launches us into this excitement of, man, I'm okay with tackling grief. I'm okay with tackling these hardships, because on the other side, I really am trusting and hoping that that things really will be so much better if I can just address these things. So you know what actually I'll do, Chris, for you, is I'll pray. I don't ever do this, but I want to pray and just invite this into our lives, because this is something that's pretty difficult to do. God, we lift up this idea of grief, losing, and loss to you. And within each of our lives, I'm just inviting that power, that kindness, that confidence into each one of us to be able to see grief as a positive, to see it as a necessity, to see it as something that we need to walk through to love ourselves more, to love others more. And just ask that you walk through that with us, as this is something that is so difficult to do, that is way easier said than done. Asking that your presence be there with us this week, this month, this year, with the hard things that we're looking for or walking through, and just giving us that courage to be able to move through that, to gain knowledge, and just to draw closer to ourselves, others, and you. So we thank you for your divine power and your love for us and our love between each other. Amen. Hope you all have a awesome Sunday. It's decently nice out there, and there's no more snow, so enjoy it.